We left out an important Taisus. The top Taisus on Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara quoted a long brisa Kiditanya on the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Aleph, going over to the top of Amud Beis. Kol HaBrachas Kula, and you have to be Pasech B'Baruch V'Chosim B'Baruch, unless it's a Bracha Ktsara, B'Chas HaPeres, B'Chas HaMitzvahs, is a Bracha Ktsara, so you don't have to be, you don't need a Psich and a Chasima. And Bracha HaSmucha L'Chavata also doesn't have to be Pasachas B'Baruch. Fine. So Tosfos on the top of Amud Beis raises a question regarding the Birchas HaTorah. What do we say in the Birchas HaTorah? Let's see. The Birchas HaTorah that you say after Baruch Ato Hashem Tzur Kol HaOlam Kol HaNeman HaOmer V'Yasem Tabeim Kalyem Shekol Dvar Rav Emes V'Tzedek. Then starts a new paragraph, Naman, Ato Hashem Alakenu, Namanim Devarecha. So Tosis originally thought that that's the end of the first bracha. Shekol Devarav, Emes Vatzedek, Yisei Amen. They originally thought that's the end of the first bracha. Then Naman is the beginning of the second bracha. And they used to have it in big letters. So they're raising a question, Naman, Ato Hashem Alakenu, Shal Bichas Havteru, how come it's not Posachas B'Baruch? So they could have said that it's Mucha L'Chavato. No? If they thought it's a new bracha, so it's Mucha L'Chavato, so the bracha Tzul Kol Ha'olamim, Tzadik B'Cholot Toros, it's Mucha L'Chavato. So that's a machlokes to the Rabbein and Tam and the Rashbam, where brothers, Rashbam is the oldest. Actually, he didn't have any sons, he had daughters. So one of the daughters married Rabbein Meir, and he had three sons. So the oldest son was the Rashbam who learned with Rashi until Rashi passed away. And the Rashbam has more respect for Rashi than his younger brother, the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was a little baby when Rashi died, so he never learned with Rashi. So he very often just disagrees with Rashi. And the other brother was born after Rashi passed away. He was named after Rashi, Rabbeinu Shlomo. The third brother was named after Rashi after Rashi passed away. But the Ashkenazim, they don't have the minig. They name after living grandfathers. Nothing wrong with it, but if you want to, you may, but they don't have that many. So he was one after Rashi died. So the Tosfos quotes in Ksubas, and then earlier we had it in Brachas at the end of the first period. By the Birchas HaTorah, there was a question, how many Birchas HaTorah are there? Look here on Daf Yud Aleph on the base. How many brachas HaTorah are there? Blasek B'direi Seira is one bracha. Then Harav Na'ashem Alken is the second bracha. Then Shabbach Abadim Kalam Nasan Lana is Teirosa. Nasan Antar is the third bracha. So that's the girsa that we have. They're all nice brachas. Silkech Nerminu Likulahu. We should say all three brachas. Likulahu. And the other girsa is Silkech Nerminu Litravayu. You can't say Kulahu if you only have two. The word Kol only applies if you have three or more things. That's the problem with the Rashi and Chumash. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash that refers to the two troublemakers, no? Dosam Aviram. So the Mefarshim asked the Kasha that the word kol in Hebrew usually only applies if there are three or more people. So that's the premise over here. If you have the Girsa, means that there are three brichas haTorah, but according to the Rabbi, the Talmud says no v'harev no, that it's a hemshech of the lasik b'direi say you don't say amen, then you say harev no, it's v'harev no is a hemshech, so there are only two brachas, so you can't have the girsa amin l'travayu, you can't have the girsa amin l'chul, you should have the girsa l'travayu. So that's a question, how can you really? If you should assume that three different brachas, lasik b'divisa is one bracha, then harvna is another bracha, how come harvna is not pasachas b'bara? So the Rishonim say it's not a problem, it's smucha l'chavata. And the others say, no, it can't be considered smucha l'chavata. Smucha l'chavata is only if the previous bracha was a bracha arucha, that was pasachas b'barach v'chasem is b'barach. But lasik b'divisa is a bracha k'tzara. So harvna can't be considered smucha l'chavato. So you have to assume that it's one long bracha. That was the hechrich of the Rabbein Tam, because it's not pasachas b'boruch, and you can't consider it smucha l'chavato, because the first, if you should assume, Lasik Divisar is a separate bracha because it's a bracha k'tzar. So that was a machlekes, the Rashbam and the Rabbi Natan. Is there such a klal that smucha l'chavato requires that the first bracha to which the second one is smucha is a bracha arucha and it's smucha to the chasima? Or do you say no, even if it's smucha to a bracha k'tzar as well? So the Tosis over here, the top Tosis HaTav HaMeitav on Mem Vav HaMebeis was, the Havamina was, they were working on the assumption, Shkol Dvar Rav HaMes Vatzedek, he say Amen, that's the end of the bracha. Then Nemanan Tosham HaLaken, Nemanan Devarecha, is another bracha. It's another bracha. So they raise a question, but it should be Pesachas Bebar. So the simple answer is Smucha L'Chavetam. So apparently the Tosis thinks that's not a valid answer, because the first bracha, Tzur Kol Ha'olamim Tzadik B'chol HaDaros, doesn't have any chasima. It's a long bracha, but it's considered a bracha k'tzar. It's only called the bracha aruch if it has pesachas bebarach, v'chasem is bebarach. So that's what was, that was machriach, the Tosfos, to assume that Neman is a hemshech of the first bracha. You should not say amen. It's called Dvar Rav Mes Vatzedek. You shouldn't say amen because you're not finished with the bracha yet. Many have the practice when the chazan repeats the chazor sashat, says Yalla v'yavoy, Zachar Hashem Elokeinu Bodo Tov, everybody says amen. Then what else do you say? You say three times amen, amen, amen in the middle. So Rav Soloveitchik was not happy about that. He said from this tesis, from a few similar tesis, and they say you should only say amen at the end of a bracha. Shouldn't say amen if you're in the middle of a bracha. Achreidim have a discussion about that. Is there really such a clout? You're not allowed to say amen in the middle of a bracha. You're in the middle, you completed a clause in the middle of the bracha. What's so bad about saying amen? Rav Soloveitchik was makpe. He thought like those achreidim, you shouldn't say amen in the middle of a bracha. So Tosis raises a question here. If Neman is the middle of the bracha, so how come it's always printed in a separate paragraph? How come it's in big letters? That's what they ask. The Neman ato Hashem can b'chas haftara, whom in a bracha ho'el yoina. Has to be a hemshech of tzur kol ho'el amim, and you shouldn't say amen. That's how the Rishonim say. Shouldn't say amen there. So why is it written in a separate paragraph and in big letters? Why do you write Ne'amon in big letters? Does it indicate it's a new paragraph, it's a new bracha? No. The reason why, Shebiyamim harishayim, in the days of the Gaonim, I guess, ha'yirigilim la'amoid kol ha'kol, in the middle of the Birchas Haftar, everybody would stand up and chime in to along together with the Baal Haftar, v'naymar b'kol ram, naman Hashem Elokeinu, namanim devarecho, kishohaya ha'tinok magia l'sham. Which tinok? I mean, you used to give maftir to a child before bar mitzvah. That was the common practice. So when the Baal maftir, by us, we don't give to a tinok. By us, whoever got maftir, when he would reach the middle of the bracha, the whole shul would stand up and they would sing along with the Baal Maftar. And then the Baal Maftar would continue. He would finish that. So I remember when we learned this Tosis, Rav Soloveitchik said the same Tosis appears in Psochim. And they quote this from the Masechah Sofrim. It's not that they invented this idea. Masechah Sofrim, it says like that. When the Baal Maftar reaches the point of Neman Hashem Elokeinu Neman Devarecho, everybody gets up and says along, they all chime in with. So Rav Soloveitchik recommended, we should do the same. We should, Tosis writes, if there was an ancient meaning, that the Nonglo B'yamim HaRishayim, that was the practice. He thought that you should continue that practice. Everyone should say along with the Baal Maftar. On this comment that Tosis makes, an innocent little comment over here, says that a famous comment that's attributed to the Ragachover, that in the Megillah Esther, we have that Seres Ben Yom, and takes up a whole column, a whole page, and it's written in bigger letters than the rest of the Megillah. So that's a question. We have traditions, we have Masoras and Tanakh. Which letters are supposed to be bigger than other letters? They have no Masorah that the Aseret B'nei Haman are supposed to be bigger letters than the rest. Let's say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So the Ayin and Shema is larger, and the Dalet of Echad is larger, I think. In the Sefer Torah, it's larger than the other letters on the same line. Here, the Aseres Bnei Haman, they're all, on that column, they're all the same size, but it's larger than all of the letters in the previous column and the next column. So, is that considered writing in an Oseus Gedoilos? You're supposed to follow the Masor, which Oseus has larger than others. Vayikra has a small Aleph, and Shemachod has a large Dalet. He's larger than the other letters on the same column. It has Aseres Bnei Haman, that whole column has larger letters than everything else. So it's not really considered violation of the Masorah, made in big letters. That whole column has larger letters. Why is the meaning that you write it in larger letters? So they attribute this comment to the Rogat Shover, because the meaning was, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes this meaning. We have from the Goinim, from the days of the Goinim, that we say along certain psukim in the Megillah Esther with the Balkore. We say it, Lahudim Hasarim Simcha Sasim Ikar, then the Balkore lands it afterwards. So the last pasuk, Devisham, Ish Yidu Hay B'Shushan Abira, yet we have four psukim that we say along, and the Goinim write it's part of a bigger minig all year long. In Echa, we say along with the Balkore certain psukim. We say that also. We say along. So we say psukim of slicha and kapare and tshuva and simcha. We say along with the bakar. So it's part of that meaning. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch records a meaning, and he's not happy about it, that the whole tzibur says along with the bakari, all aseres bnei haman. So it doesn't make any sense. Why? That's not, there's no psukim, there's not psukim of Nechama or Yeshua or Gula or anything. Aseres bnei haman. So they say over, I think, in the name of the Rogat Shover, that the reason, the Velt says over, the reason why the Minig Olam is that everybody says, because if he yotze with Shemeh Kaina, it's considered as if you said the Aseres Bnei Haman. But the Gemara says in Megillah that you have to recite Aseres Bnei Haman b'neshima achas, without breathing in between. So the only thing that carries over from the Balkori to the Shoimim, based on Shemeh Kaina, is considered as if he said the pasuk, but it's not considered as if he said it b'neshim achas. So that's why the meaning developed that everybody says on their own that they should be yotze b'neshim achas. This is along the lines the base of the Rogat Shover as a young child learned by the Beis Halevi for a while, together with Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. They were learning together by the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi has in his Sefer HaChumash, in between Bereshis and Shmos, he has one page where he has four paragraphs, four Divrei Torah. So one of the Divrei Torah, we must have spoken about it, one of the Divrei Torah is whether you allow Shemeh Kohen by Duchening. He says, a new Sefer came out, he doesn't want to be Mevaza, the author of the Sefer, so he doesn't say what the name of the Sefer is, but we know what he's talking about. He's talking about the Sefer by Rabbi Tzalel Vilna, that's the older brother of Rabbi Shlomo Vilna, they're both Dayanim in Vilna, at the time the Vilna Shas was being printed, the late 1800s. So they were Kohanim, Rabbi Shlomo Vilna, Bitzalel, they were brothers of Kohanim. So he writes in his Sefer, the first Sefer that he wrote, he called Reshis Bikurim, intending that this is going to be the first, there are going to be more. The end of the story was, that's all we have from him. He don't have any more Svarim. So he writes that he once traveled to Trieste, Italy, and when they heard that he was a Kohen, said, they're Mechabedim, he's going to Duchen. What do you mean Mechabedim? All the Kohanim have to Duchen. They said, no, their meaning is only one person, only one of the Kohanim says the Bracha, Shekudashan B'Kudashasu Shalaren, and only one says the Psukim, Recha Shem Yishem Recha, while the others just stand there, and the Yotze with Shemeh Kohenim. So he started to wonder, does it have any source? Is it correct? Is it not correct? Till he came to the realization, it's a Beferish and Mishnah Megillah that no one ever understood. There's a Mishnah Megillah that says, in the days of the Tanaim, whoever got stuck with Mafter was upset. Today, people kill each other to get Mafter. But in the days of the Tanaim, that was a busha, that was a bizoin to get Mafter. So you have to give him a booby prize. So it says in the Mishnah, whoever the Gabbai is going to stick with Mafter, he has to let him daven for an Amid Shachris, or something like that. Then it says, and whoever duchens, whoever is going to duchen, has the right to say something else. So no one except Uvarim, whoever duchens. All the Kohanim in the shul have to duchen. When you call out Kohanim, they're all mechuyev. If a Kohen doesn't go to duchen, he's over b'asa. You have to go duchen. So he said, Rav Tzal Vilna writes, he didn't realize, the Yerushalmi doesn't say, the Bavli doesn't say, none of the Mepharshim on the Mishnais, nobody explains, what did the Mishnah mean, that the one who duchens has a schus to do something? It's implicit that has it. What do you mean? All the Kohanim have to duchen. So he said he came to the realization, that's it. And the days of the Tanaim, that was the practice, that one Kohen said the duchening and the other just stood there and they were yotze with Shemek Kohen. So he makes it into an old minig that was practiced bizman Tanaim. So the Beis Halevi quotes this and he says he thinks that it's not correct, that you can't apply Shemek Kohen because duchening has to be bekol rom. So Shamei HaKohenim carries over, it's considered as if the others who were listening, standing there, as if they said the duchening, but it's considered as if they screamed it out loud also. Mechateisa, Shamei HaKohenim is considered as if they said Yibarach Hashem Yishmecha, but not that they said it out loud. So the Netziv has Shadis the Chuvis, called Meshiv Dover. There are three Chalokim, they're usually printed in one volume now. Originally they printed separately, but now they print them all together. So at the end of Chelek Aleph in the Meshev Dovi, he has a few Haoris on Orachaim. Not every siman, he has every 75 siman, he has a little Haorah. Halacha l'maisa. So he has a Haorah. A new Sefer came out. He doesn't want to be Mevaza. The Beis Halevi is going to disagree, but the Beis Halevi was for a period of time his co-Rosh Yeshiva in Balozhin. There was Machlokes among the Talmidim who should be the official Rosh Yeshiva in Balozhin. They themselves always got along very well together. And then Netziv's granddaughter married Rab Chaim, who was the Beis HaLevi's son. They got along. But the Talmidim had a machlokes who should be the Rosh Yeshiva. They had a very different derech and learning. And Netziv was all pikiyus and the old style, and Beis HaLevi was ready a new style of analysis and a little bit along the road to Rab Chaim's derech, a little bit along the road. So there was a period of time that they were called Rosh Yeshiva. So they didn't want to be Mabazim, so he doesn't quote by name. So he says, a new sefer came out, and they write there that you don't allow Shemei Kohen by duchening because you need kol rom. And true, it's considered as if all the Kohanim said, Yirecha Shemei Shemecha, but it's not considered if they said it out loud, as if they said it very softly. So you're not yotze duchening unless you say the kol rom, and the Shemei Kohen doesn't carry over the kol rom. So the Netziv writes, he thinks that that's not correct. And he quotes a Mishnah from Bikurim, that originally in the earlier generations, when the farmers would bring the Bikurim, they had to recite Arami Avidavi. So who remembers Arami Avidavi Baal Peh? So they used to have a chart, but you're not allowed to write Psukim from the Chumash less than a Sefer Shalom. So you're going to have a whole Chumash Devarim there, in the Azara, and the farmer's going to read from the Chumash Devarim, so that's too much. So they had a chart where Arami Avidavi was written in Rosh Yitevis. That's how the Gemara says. So how many people can figure out the Rosh Yitevis? Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Ein Omrim Kelar Chapayim. Aleph, 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 Aleph. Okay. So it says, Aleph, Aleph, Ein, what is it? Arami Avinu, Vayerid Mitzrayma, Vav, Mem. Then, Vayog Hashem, the first pasuk is not so hard. How do you figure out all of it? So some of the farmers could figure out the Rosh Yitevis, others couldn't. So the Mishnah says that those who couldn't figure it out on their own, they had to have somebody else say it for them. And then the Mishnah says, Nimnu Milohavi. So they stop bringing Bikurim. I should travel 8 hours to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Bikurim and be humiliated. In public, I'm going to stand there. So the first three guys before me are going to rattle off from the Rosh Yitevis, Arami Avidavi. And I can't make out heads or tails. I can't figure out what the Rosh Yitevis stands for. So I'm going to be embarrassed. So they stop bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. His kin on the Mishnah is a Neda Takana that you never say Arami Avidavi on your own. You always have somebody else say it for you. That's why there's such a minig by wedding, that the chosen never says the bichas erisin on his own. You always have someone else say it for you. Even if the chosen is learned, k'dei sh'lal l'vayish l'smisheini yadeya. And some have the minig that you don't let the chosen say harayet m'kodeshesli on his own. The rabbi, Rabbi Soloveitchik, always used to do that. He would say, even if it was a student of his who knew how to learn, he would say after me, harayet m'kodeshesli. He would say word for word. Many of the European rabbanim had that practice. They would say word for word for the chosin in advance, say Hariat Mekudeshes, Kadesh Olo Lavashes Mishen Yadeh, because those who learn in yeshivas will know what they're supposed to say. Those who are balabatim, they don't learn in yeshivas, they don't know what you're supposed to say. So you don't want to discriminate, you don't want to cause them embarrassment. That's why the minig today, Tosis quotes from the Gaon, the minig is that we have a balkari. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have a balkari. Whoever got the aliyah had a lane. But today, many people don't know how to lane. So those who know how to lane, they're going to say their own aliyah. Those who don't know how to lane, they're going to be humiliated, they're going to be embarrassed, and Malkor is going to have to lane for them. So we have a minig. We don't allow anybody to lane his own parsha. We always have a bakarai lane for us. Tosis and Megillah quotes that from the Gaonim, just like the Mishnah in Bikurim has Kedesh Lo Levashis Mishen Edeh. So the same over here. So the Nitziv in his Sefer and the Meshav Dabar quotes, if you look on the Meforshim on that Mishnah in Bikurim, there are two different ways to read the Mishnah. What do you mean? Those farmers who couldn't figure out what the Rosh HaTevah stood for, someone else said Arami Yabudah before them, and how would they Yotze? So some say they were Yotze with Shemer Kaina. They didn't say anything. And other Meforshim say no. They said, say after me, Arami Avidavi, the farmer said, Arami Avidavi, by Yeri Mitzrayim, by Yeri Mitzrayim. So it wasn't based on Shemer Kaina. But half of the Mefarshim there say it was based on Shemer Kaina. The farmer didn't say anything, and it was Yotzev with Shemer Kaina. But the Gemara says that Mikra Bikurim has to be the Onisiv Amarta, means Bikol Ram, you have to say it out loud. So you see that when you carry over Shemer Kaina, it carries over the tone of voice also. It's considered Bikol Ram. So that shows that the Beis HaLevi is wrong, that it is considered Bikol Ram. So the Soloveitchik family claimed that the Nitziv misunderstood the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi also knew that when you have Shemer Kohenah, the tone of voice is carried over. It's also considered Bikol Ram. But what he meant to say was that the concept of Kol Ram by Duchening is not the same concept as Kol Ram by Bikurim. By Bikurim, it should be loud. You should proclaim it out loud. How loud? You don't have to scream. You shouldn't whisper. You should say it out loud. What about by duchening? How loud do you have to say? Yirecha Hashem Yishmerecha. So it's not out loud as opposed to softly. It should be loud enough that the people in the back of the shul should hear. Let's say there are only 15 people in the shul. They're all standing in the front. So I can whisper, Yirecha Hashem Yishmerecha. They'll all hear me. That's called Kol Ram. Kol Ram is not loud enough that all the people in the shul should be able to hear the brachas. So it's not that this is the tone of voice. If it's a din, Kol Ram is a din in the tone of voice, like Mekri Bikurim should be Bikol Ram, as opposed to the Balachash. So that's carryover with Shemei Kaina. But if it's a vort that you want the bracha to be chal on the people in the shul, and whoever doesn't hear, so the bracha is not chal. So what is it going to help? I'm going to stand there, I'm a kain, I'm going to stand there, with Shemei Kaina. There's no tzirup between the Mavarach and the Mizbarach at all. Just like I can eat panim, can I get panim? They should be facing each other. There should be a tziruf between the Kohen HaMavarach and the Tzibur HaMizbarachim. So you need also a tziruf that I should say loud enough that everybody should hear. So that was what the Beis HaLevi meant to say. That Shemei HaKohen does carry over the tone of voice. It is considered the Kol Ram. But by Duchening, it's a different idea behind the Kol Ram. Kol Ram is to see to it that you have a tziruf between the Mavarach and the Mizbarach. And that's going to be lacking. If it's not going to say anything, there's no tziruf. That was what he meant. But the Nitziv understood, either misunderstood or understood. Nitziv thought that the Beis HaLevi was driving on a different word, that Shemei HaKohen only carries over that is considered as if you said it, but without the Kol Ram. So based on that, there's room to say Shemei HaKohen is considered as if I said the Aseres B'nei Haman, but I didn't say it B'nishim Achas. Even though the Balkari said it B'nishim Achas, maybe that doesn't carry over with Shemei HaKohen. Shemei HaKohen only, that's this idea that the Nishim Achaz doesn't carry over is based on what the Beis HaLevi said, based on the misunderstanding of the Beis HaLevi, or maybe it was the understanding of the Beis HaLevi, that in Shemei HaKohen you don't carry over the tone of voice. It's not considered Kol Ram, and it wouldn't carry over by Bikurim either, and it shouldn't carry over by Nishim Achaz either. So that's what they quote, I think, from the Ragachava, that he said like that. And he said, and the reason why they write that Seres Ben Yaman in big letters, it's not in violation of Masor, because that whole column has all big letters. So all the Aseres Ben Yamin, they're all written in bigger letters than the rest. The Vava by Zasa is bigger than the others on that page. That's if the Gemara has a Masor. The Vava by Zasa has to be larger than the other letters on that column. So it is larger. But the fact that all the letters on the column are larger than the letters in the previous column and in the following columns, that doesn't pose a problem. So why do you make all the letters larger? So the Ragachava said, based on this thesis, why do you have Neman and Osias Gedolos? Lekach Anicht of Gadol, why do you write Neman in big letters? And big letters means that everybody should say along. So just like everybody says along Neman, so Aseres Ben Yehaman is written in big letters to imply everybody should say along. Why should everybody say along? Because in Shemei HaKohen you don't carry over the Nishim Achas. So many hold that that's a joke. Many hold that that's a pshetl. when you take the pshat and you break it, then it's called the pshatl. If you destroy the pshat, that's called the pshat. Anyway, so that's the famous Tosis. Tosis says the reason why Naman is Ba'osis Gedolais, because it means everybody should say along. So that's from the Rogat Shabbat. The reason why you put Aseres Ben Yohanan in bigger letters, you're not making an Oisis. The Vava by Zasa is bigger than the others. That's a Masorah. But the other letter is not supposed to be bigger. No, you're making a bigger letter, everybody should say along. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it's wrong. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch makes fun of the minig. He says the minig is, he say the four psukim of Gula, but he says there never was a minig to say the Aseres Ben Yohanan with the Balkari.
But look, it's silly. If the page wasn't filled up,
you're going
to write
small letters. It doesn't fit into
the context of the Megillah.
Right.
You have to write it bigger.
It
has to fill up the clock.
Yeah. That's a big issue. How do you read the Gemara? Megillah. The Gemara says you should write Ace. How do you write what's on the top column? I already forgot. Ace. And then Aseres is on the bottom of the column on the left side. Chamesh meos ish. So what do you write? Ish on the top. Ish, the ace parshan dosa, the ace dachan, the ace hasposa. The Gemara says, I think ish is berosha amud, and aseres is besofa amud. So that's a question. Is that what it really means? That the whole column should only have 11 lines? Should only have the aseres ben yohanan and one more line? That's the whole column. So the Vilna Gaon says the whole thing is not correct. You should write a Aseres Ben Yohanan, and then if the other columns have 25 lines, this one should also have 25 lines. Who says that Aseres Ben Yohanan have to take up a whole column? And we usually assume otherwise. If it's going to take up a whole column, so what are you going to have? Empty, big empty spaces in between this line and that line, so then you put in a psucha where it didn't belong. If you're supposed to, normally when you have a psucha or a stuma, when you have a psucha, you end in the middle of the line, and you have to leave space to write 9 letters at the end of the line. If you have a stuma, you have to end the pasuk or whatever in the beginning of the line, leave empty space in the middle, enough space to write 9 oisias, and then start writing the next pasuk after the stuma. What happens if you wrote the end of the first paragraph? End of the first parasha goes to the end of the line, and you have to make a psucha. So how do you make a psucha? A psucha means you leave from there to the end, you leave a blank. So there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim. So some of the Rishonim said, if you leave a whole blank line, that's the equivalent of a psucha. So if you're going to make Aseres Ben Yohanan, Chamesh Miyasis, Berosha Amud, then you're going to have Aseres Besaifa Amud. So you're going to have, well, each one is only going to be the same size as the other psukim before and after, and the previous columns and the later columns, then you're going to have psuchas where they don't belong. So some achranim say that's not a problem. It's only called the psucha. But how much empty space do you have to have in between one line and the next? So you have writing paper. This is you have writing paper with lined, line paper. So sometimes the lines are very close to each other. Sometimes the lines are further away from each other. Sometimes people type or they write double space, triple space. So it's only called a psucha if you put in a blank line in comparison to the other lines on this column. If this line, you have a blank line and the others are tzufim, one next to the other, so then you put in a psucha where it didn't belong. But over here, if on this page, everything is written triple space. I have 3 empty lines in between each line that I have written. So for this column, that's not called a psucha. So many are mekel on that. So others say, no, you don't want to have such a big empty line in the middle, because then what you did was you put in a psucha where it didn't belong. So you write big oisias. Oisias gedola is only vava by zosa, is supposed to be os gedola. No, the vava by zosa is taller than the other letters on this column. But all the letters on this column are all the same line. So that's not called oisias gedola. So why do you have big letters? Not because everybody should say along. Not because of the Tosis. Because you want to have Chamesh Meos Ish, Berosha Amud, and Aseres Besoif Amud. That's why you make Oisiyas Gedolos. Some Amahad there, they want to follow the Vilna Goyen's opinion, but they're afraid that the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara, many others say no. The Aseres Binyan is supposed to take up a whole Amud. So they make a Megillah, that's the Mahadra Megillah, make a Megillah that only has 11 lines on every column. So the Aseres Binyan is written normal size, 11 lines, but then the whole Megillah is written 11 lines. So the Megillah is going to be twice as long. It's going to be the same text of the Megillah. It's going to take the same amount of time to read it, the same words. Instead of having 21 lines on every page, you're going to have 11 lines on every page. So the Megillah is going to be much longer and shorter. It's going to be a midget-sized Megillah. So that's a Mahadra Megillah that only has 11 lines.
Does it have a Melech on every...
I don't even know. That's also a Hiddur. That's also a Hiddur to have a Melech on top of every column. I don't know. Anyway, this is the famous thesis.
Why would they say Neman? Why would everyone say Neman together with the Ramah?
We subscribe to what he's saying. We're saying Tzidik Adin. Namanim Derechman. We believe in everything. Neman means the Baal Mafta says, I believe in what I read in the Haftarah. And everybody says along, we also believe in what he said in the Haftarah. The Haftarahs all have Ikori Hamuna. A lot of the Haftarahs were chosen to be mechazik the Amunah and Bias HaMashiach. That's why we have one of the brachas is about the coming of Mashiach. Which one? Samchein be'aliyah no'av yavdach malchus b'zdovid mishichech meheri yavav v'yagel libenu kasali eshi v'zar. That's all about Eliyahu HaNavi is supposed to come the day before Mashiach. Then Mashiach is going to come. So many of the Haftaras were chosen to be Mechazik the Amune in the coming of Mashiach. He say Magen David. Magen David is the bracha about Bias HaMashiach. So we say, Namonim Dabarach, we believe in the coming of Mashiach. We believe in all the Ikari Amunah that are contained, all the themes of Amunah that are contained within the brachas of the Haftarah, within the text of the Haftarah. There used to be a minig, the Ramah quotes a minig in Shulchan Aruch, that one who's in Avelis should get the Haftorah. What is that all about? Why? It says, Tzitz Eliezer writes that there are some people who misunderstood what it means. They thought that it meant he should go to a different shul every Shabbos, and every single Shabbos he should get Maftar. So it does mean that once a month when they give him an Aliyah, instead of giving him Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, Shishi, whatever, Isofa, they should give him Maftar when it's his turn to get an aliyah. Instead of giving him some other aliyah, give him maftir. So why should he get maftir? Because this bracha is, in a certain sense, it's a bracha of tzidduk hadin. He says, it's matzdik all of it. He says, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is emes v'tzedek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. And if I'm an avelus now, I lost a relative, I accept the tzidduk hadin. I accept the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this bracha contains the theme of tzidduk hadin. But also contains the thing that we believe in all the Ikari HaMunah that are spelled out in the Haftarah, in the section that we read. And then we have a separate bracha to be mechazik about Bias HaMashiach. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch, Meher Yavav Yagel Yibenu. Yeah. So this is a famous Tosfos. This is the Tosfos that the Ragat Shavar quoted to explain the Shvera Minig of why the kids of Shalach quoted a Minig which he didn't like. Makes fun of it, the minig of everybody saying along that Aseres Bnei Ham. There never was such a minig. We have, when the Tshuvas Hagoyim, they have the minig, there were 10 psukim throughout Tanakh in the course of the year that they would say along with the Balkar. Some are Kohelis and some are Enech, Hashmei Hashem Elach Moshua, Hashmei Kikedem, we say along with the Balkar. That's about Tshuva. Okay, so yesterday we left off Mem Zayin Amad Aleph in the Gemara. That is Shlosh Shochel Kachas, even if the two finished eating, Rav Shmuel already finished eating, and Rav Simi Bachia came and he was rushing, and Sarav Yochli, he was rushing to eat in order to create a Zimun. So Rav thought, what are you rushing for? We finished eating already. So Shmuel says, no, it's good. If they would serve dessert, we would eat. So even though they're not serving any dessert, we're not eating with him, it's considered as if it's Shlosh Shochel Kachas. So Taisa says we pass on like Shmuel, Mashman dekein aloha. The Rav Nami lo palg. Rav didn't disagree. Rab sounded like he said no mezumen anyway. So what are you rushing? But then when Shmuel corrected him, he said, no, if they would serve dessert, we would both eat. So you don't have that Rab disagree. So Tosfos assumes Hilchos the Rabbi Yisuri Gishmol Bedini. We usually pass like Shmuel when it's Dini Mominus. We usually pass like Rab when it's Issa Behetta. So they say, if Rab disagrees with Shmuel, so then you shouldn't pass like Shmuel. So that's what Tosfos says. No, you don't really see that Rab disagrees. Vashman dekein alocha de Rab nami loy pali. Rab doesn't disagree. If he would disagree, probably we're not passing like Shmuel. There's a marshah. I think above Mitzian Daf Peivov, where the Gemara says the Rab and Shmuel were both leaving Eretzot to go to Bavel. They learned in Eretz Yisrael. So Rab arranged to get smicha by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. He was the chief rabbi, so he was in charge of giving the smicha. And then Shmuel, every day something came up, and then the boat was going, so he had to leave the Bavel. He never got smicha. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi felt bad, so they told him, no, it's been a shamayim, because somebody saw the Sifra Shalodim Arishan, and it says there's going to be a generation when there's going to be two Talmid Chacham, Rabbi Shmuel. One is going to get smicha, but is not going to get smicha. So did Shmuel lose out anything because of the fact that he didn't get smicha? So he had all the Dinei Torah, he had less headaches. He didn't have to participate in Dinei Torah. He can't do a Dinei Torah unless he has smicha. So a happier man, less headaches. No. So the Marsha has a comment over it. He says, that's the reason why Hilchas the Kirab Yisuri, because Rab had smicha. He was our rabbi. So we pass him like the rabbi. It's a little funny. And Dini Mominus, even if you're not a rabbi, you're entitled to an opinion. Shmuel, the Din is like Shmuel and Dini Mominus. I don't know. I don't know what the Marsha means by that. Anyway, so that's where we left off yesterday. The Tosfos says we pass him like Shmuel because they don't think that Rab is in disagreement. So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Even if two people already finished the meal, but if they would serve dessert, they would eat the dessert, and then the third person eats right after them, that's called shoch ochul kachas.
And they would be chayav in zimun, or they would be allowed to do zimun?
Good question. I don't know. Probably a reshus. I don't think they would be mechayiv to. I don't think so. I don't know. So then the Gemara tells another story. Talmidei the Rav Haviyasu b'sudosa. The Talmidim of Rav were eating together. All Rav Acha, so bigger Talmid Chacham came in, and he ate after everybody else. Amri, so they said, Osa Gav Rabbi de Mevarach Lan. Oh, he's a bigger Talmid Chacham than we are, so he should really bench Mezumah. That's what we had in the beginning of the Perek. The Gemara says they were the three here on Daf Memhema base. On the first wide line, Yehuda bar Mareimar and Mar bar Avashi, Rav Acha Midifti, ate together, and they thought they were all on the same level of learning, so it doesn't make sense that they should bench Mezumen. Was his benching going to be better than my bench? And I may as well bench on my own. The Gemara said it's not right, even if one of them is not a bigger Talmid Chacham than the other. But over here, this Rav Acha was a bigger Talmid Chacham than the others, so they said, oh, we should have him bench Mezumen, because Bismarck Gemara, they want to bench Mezumen, the only one that said the benching. The others didn't say. So we should have him bench. So he commented to them, Omelus, the Rav Acha tells them, no, it's not correct. You only mechaber the biggest Talmid Chacham to bench Mezumen if he started the meal together with everybody else. But he came at the end. True, you would starve to the Zimun, because if they would serve dessert, he would eat with them. They would all be eating kachas, but you're not supposed to be mechaber and be the bench Mezumen. Omeluhu, misavrisu, you think the Gadol Mevarech, the biggest Talmid Chacham benches, even if he came at the end. No, Ikeh Shebesuda Mevarech. He only mechabed the Talmid Chacham to bench Mezumen if he was there in the beginning when they all ate together. I wasn't here in the beginning. Zag Dimor, we don't paskin like him. We paskin like the Talmidim. Ilchus Gadol Mevarech, Al Gavdasa Lebesov, even if he came at the end. As long as it's been starved to the Zimun, if they would have served the dessert, or they were serving dessert, or whatever. Even if he came at the end of the meal, the proper thing is you should be mechabed him with the bench. Remember, I once had to attend a wedding on a Tuesday night. So Tuesday night, I gave a shiur. By the time I came to the wedding, it was the end of the last dance. So they were serving dessert. After the last dance, they were serving dessert. So the caller's father wanted me to bench Mezumen. So I said, I didn't eat. So he made me wash. And I should eat the kazayis of bread. While everybody else is eating dessert, I should eat the kazayis of bread. In order to be mechab and me with the bench. Novi's daughter, when she got married. Okay? So that's this Gemara, that Gadol Mevarech Aval Gavdasa Lebesof. I was his rabbi. He was a Balabosa Mashal. Okay. The other Gemara we did learn, we discussed a little bit. Let's go to the first wide line. You have narrow lines, wider lines, and very wide lines. So the first very wide line, Hamem Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara comments on the line in the Mishnah, Hanochri Eim Mezamnim Alof. If you have three people laid together, one of them is not Jewish, you cannot be Mitzarev him to the Zima. The Gemara said, that's elementary. Benching is only for Jews. Pshita. It's obvious, if he's not Jewish, he can't be Mitzarev him to a Minyan, he can't be Mitzarev him to a Zimon. So the Gemara name, the Chiddush is, Hochmaskinon, he's in the process of converting. Beger Shemol Valoi Tovom. So the din is that a ger, a man who wants to convert, we spoke about it on Parshas Yisrael, you have to have Mila, Tvila, and Korban. So the Korban is not Miyakim, but the Mila and the Tvila are Miyakim. That's how we paskin. The different opinions in the Tanoim, if you look there in Yevomis, on Daf Me'en Vav on the base, the Machlegs of Lezer, Bishul, one Tana holds that the Tvila is Ma'akev, because by women, all you have is Tvila. But by women, you don't have Mila. So even by men, you can't say that the Mila is Ma'akev. If the man had tefillah in the mikveh, he's a ger, and let him have the milah whenever he has a chance. The other opinion of the Tanoim is the reverse. By women, all you have is tefillah in the mikveh. By men, if you have milah, all you need is the milah. Tefillah is not miyakev. It's a mitzvah, you should do the tefillah. And we paskin they're both miyakev. Gemara says, Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rab Yechon, they quote name Rab Yechon. We don't paskin like those Tanoim, that this is not miyakev. No, we pass them the olam and a ger, at shiyom l'viyitvul, we pass them both on the yikuvah. The kamadol atoval nochrihu, that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Even a nochrihu is in the process of converting. Mamish in the process, not stam, he's learning. He already had the milah, l'chatchila, that's the correct seder. L'chatchila to have first milah, and then to have tvila. That's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. They call it a machlekes Tosis Naramban. What if you had the tvila first and then you had the mila? So that's a machlekes if the seder is ma'ake b'diyevet. So the Shach says it's a sveik edina. Shach writes in Yeridei Hilchos Gerim. It's a sveik edina. So if the ger who's converting first had the tvila in the mikveh, then he had the mila, he should repeat the tvila in the mikveh b'li brocha misafik. Because of that machlekes. So that's the din. You need both. So this is a big question in the Rishonim. What's the din? The two different Maisa Geiris for a man. You need Mila and Tvila, and these are the two Maisa Geiris. By a woman, there's only one Maisa Geiris, the Tvila and the Mikveh. You need Kabbalah on Mitzvah, that's not a Maisa Geiris. But is it for a man? You need two Maisa Geiris, and each one accomplishes a little bit. Well, maybe you should say no, that both by the man and the woman, it's the tefillah and the mikveh, except that there's a condition, an oral cannot become a ger. If he's an oral, the geris can't become. So you need to have the milah in advance, and then when he goes to the tefillah and the mikveh is the geris. Mainaf kemina, so medereta hinta, medereta ya. The question is there really a need for a bezin at the time that you do the milah? If the din is that milah is a maisa geris, so the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, ger tzor shlosha, that Maisa Geiris have to be done in the presence of a Bezna of three. When he brings the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, that's a mitzvah to bring a korban. You don't need a Bezna of three to watch when he brings the korban. That's not a Maisa Geiris. That's a mitzvah. A mitzvah la Gerish. And this guy, he should bring a korban. The Gemara says, the Havas HaKorban is not Miyakev. But the Shaila is, what about the Mila and the Tefillah? So, Tosis has one opinion that you only need a Bezna for the Kabbalah on mitzvah. You don't even need a Bezna for the tvila and the mikveh. So that's a sveka dedina. It used to be a dayan in London by the name of Label Grosnas, dayan Grosnas. He learned Barabarbe at the same time as the rabbis here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Gerelik and all the others. He was a yekin. He came from Germany. They came from Eastern Europe. But he learned together at the same time. So he has a tshuva about there was a practice that many tzaddikim, tamid chacham mefloghim had, that when a woman would convert, the bezin wouldn't be there in the mikveh. The bezin would be across the street. The bezin would be in a different room, and they would tell the mikveh lady that she should supervise to make sure that the woman is tovel in the mikveh properly. She puts her head with her hair under the water, but the bezin wouldn't be present at the time that the woman would be tovel in the mikveh. So he wrote the whole tshuva. Dan Gross wrote the whole tshuva. He thought that it's a machlekes harishanim, it's a sveka dedina, and misafik, you should repeat the tefillah, you should repeat the geris b'li bracha. He sent the shadow to Rav Moshe Feinstein. that Moshe wrote him, Moshe has a tshuva. Moshe didn't realize what his name was. He thought his name was Grosnam. His name is Grosnas, with the samach at the end. So he has a tshuva to die Grosnam. So he says, I agree with you that it's a sveik of the dina. Many rabbis in America used to do like that. Many, many big Talmud Chacham used to do like that. They wouldn't, by the bezin for the geiros, for the women, they wouldn't be in the room. The woman is not dressed, they wouldn't be in the room. So Rav Moshe wrote that it's a sveik of the dina, they should really do it over b'li brochem. How do you stand in the room with a woman who's not dressed? So it's not a problem. She wears a loose bathrobe and says no chatzitza, but her whole body is covered up. That's not a problem. So there is one opinion in Tosfos that Geretz al Shlosha Mishpach Zibay, Geretz needs a bezin of three for the Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. You don't need a bezin, not for the Mila, not for the Tfilah. So we don't really, it's a Sveka Adina, Rav Moshe writes. He agrees with Dangwas, a Sveka Adina, you shouldn't rely on that. But what if, so Lechatchili need a bezin of three for all three, for the Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs, and for the Mila, and for the Tfilah. What if you didn't have a bezin of three for the Mila? So you should repeat again, you should do Atobas Dambris. We hold that not. We hold that Mila is not really a Maisa Geirus. Mila is a din. An Oral can't become a Geir. It's Ma'akev in the Geirus. If he's an Oral, it can't become. It's not that the Mila is a Maisa Geir. Mila is all Jewish men have to have a Bris Mila. But it's not that it's a Maisa Geirus. The Tfila is the Maisa Geirus. So, Lechatchila, we should have a Bezin of three when you do the Mila on the Geir, because the Rambam writes like that. But it's not Mi'akeh B'di'evet, because we hold that the Mila is not really a Ma'aseh Geirus. There's a famous shayla that happens every week. The shayla comes up. There's a couple who are intermarried. The husband is Jewish and the wife is not Jewish. So she has a baby boy. The baby is not Jewish because the mother is not Jewish. And the father doesn't realize that. So he calls a Moel. And the Moel comes and he makes a bris. They make a bris for a Goyish baby. So later on, when they realize that the child is a non-Jew, so they want to know if they want to convert the baby, if the baby grows up, he wants to convert on his own. There never was a bezin at the time of the bris. There was no bezin, even if there were a lot of men there, but they didn't a bezin. They have to realize that they're functioning as a bezin. They all came. They thought they're invited to a bris of a Jewish baby. No one realized that it was a non-Jewish mother, or even if they did realize, but that they didn't have a mind to function as a bezin. So if you had a bris milah, the shem mitzvah milah, but you didn't have the bris milah, the shem geirus, is that valid or not? So if you say milah is one of the maisa geirus, you need two maisa geirus, you need milah and tvilah. So then the milah has to be the shem geirus. But if you should say it's not really a maisa geirus, an oral can't become a geir, but the maisa geirus is really the tvilah. So then, b'di'evet, that's what most of the paskim hold on that. B'di'evet, if the mila was done, the shei mitzvah, it takes off the status of oral, and then later on, it's not necessary to do a hatovah's number is.
So if someone was born with a mila, let's say?
No, that mohon.
Right, so why do we need hatovah's number is?
That's a machlokes hatanoim, whether you do need hatovah zambris. A baby was noilad mohol, and then he wants to convert, do you need hatovah zambris? So there are two opinions in Tosfos how to paskan. So we do hatovah zambris, b'li brocha, yeah. We do b'li brocha. You have to have something. You have to have. That's the question. If noilad mohol, does he have a din of oral? Does he have a din of oral? Maybe he doesn't have a din of an oral at all. So we're choshes, maybe it was oral kvusha. That's what the Gemara has a lot. Maybe there's orla kfusha. What does it mean orla kfusha? So some Rishonim understood, maybe there's a layer of skin that you don't realize. Maybe there's a layer of skin that's really orla. We don't really assume like that. Some Rishonim say, the Azarur quotes this, some Rishonim say, Atovas Nabris means you have to cut off the whole outer layer. We don't do that. When we do Atovas Nabris, we don't cut off the outer layer. We assume orla kfusha means when the baby was developing, when this baby was developing in the embryo of the mother, there was a potential to develop a orla, and it just never happened. But there was potential. So since there was potential, so it's, if you'll do, let's say you'll do hatavas dambris from the finger. So that doesn't count. You have to do hatavas dambris from the eva ha-orla. So is it called the eva ha-orla? The baby was born b'li orla. So there is no eva ha-orla. If you're going to do hatavas dambris, it's like taking from the toe, from the finger. So that's the machlokes. The Gemara has ayuchoshe shema orla kvusha. What do you mean orla kvusha? There's a layer of orla. That's what some Rishonim said. So we don't follow that opinion at all. Orla kvusha means that we think that theoretically, when the baby was in the embryo stage, there was the theoretical possibility that it could have developed an Or HaOlam, and something happened and it didn't. So then that's enough to label that Eivor is the Eivor HaOr HaOlam, even though there is no Or HaOlam. And then it's Shach to do HaTavos Amrit. That's the observation, like that pshat. He got that pshat from the Avnei Nezer. That's Avnei Nezer's pshat in the Gemara. That the Sveka the Dina, when you do HaTavos Amrit, you don't say a bracha because it's a Sofer Gor L'Kvusha. What do you mean a Sofer Gor L'Kvusha? Because if you take HaTavos Amrit from a different part of the body, that's the wrong Mokum. You have to take it from the Mokum HaOrla. Is there a Mokum HaOrla? So if there's an Orla Kvusha, if there was a theoretical possibility in the stage of an embryo that would have developed Or HaOrla, then it's enough to be considered HaTavos Amrit. This is the Or, this is the Eva HaOrla. So it lends itself to HaTavos Amrit. But there are some Rishonim who hold that you need Mila and Tfila, that both two Maisa Geiris. The Gemara has Machlekes HaTanoim, Shnei Dvar Mahamatir Ma'ilim Zeh Balo Zeh. Where is that Machlekes in Menachas? When you bring, where do you have Shnei Dvar Mahamatir? When you bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, so what's Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem? So you have to bake Shtei Alechem, Machamitz, you have to bake them. But then you have to do the Shchitas Kipsi Atzeres, the Shalmei Tzibur. Once a year you bring Shalmei Tzibur, that's on Shavuos. Otherwise there's no Shlomim Boim B'Tzibur. Shlomim is only Korban Yoch. There's Chatas HaYochel Chatas HaTzibur, there's Olos Yochel Olos Tzibur. There's no Osham B'Tzibur. Show me a difficult Rashi and Chumash talks about Osham B'Tzibur. There is no such thing. No Osham B'Tzibur. Chatas HaTzibur there is. And Shalmei Tzibur is a Kochi Kochim. Shalmei Yochel is a Kochim Kalim. And Shalmei Tzibur is a Kochi Kochim. So the shchita in the zvikas adam of the kipsi atzeres, the shalmei tzibur amekadosh the shtei lechem, gives it the full status. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, I think in Perek Shtei Lechem, was quoted a few times in Shas. What's the dinah have shnei dvarim hamatirim, two peulas are done to accomplish a certain result. So do you say Milam Zebelozef, if you did the first one, does it bring about a partial result? Or you say zero. Nothing is chal at all till you do this both, the first and the second. Let's say a Naira Hamarasa. Some people are learning in the Koilo. So a Naira Hamarasa takes a neder. So the Mishnah says, Aviya Bailam Ephirim Nederev. You need the father and the orus and the husband should be made for the neder. So the Achrayim raised the question, why shouldn't the Gemara has a little bit of a discussion, why shouldn't the Gemara relate that topic, Shnei Dvar Mahamatir and Ma'ilim Zeh Below Zeh, when one of them is Mefer and the other one is not Mefer? Did that accomplish a partial Hafara on the Neder, or does it accomplish zero? Does it accomplish nothing? So that should have been a Machlekes HaTanoim. So over here it should also be such a topic. If you have a Ger Shemol, then he has to heal. He just had surgery. You have to wait a couple of days till he goes to the mikveh. So let's say in the interim between the milah and the tefillah, should he observe Shabbos? Should he observe the mitzvah? Should he like tefillah? Do you say that he's partially Jewish and partially not Jewish? You say shnei dvarim hamatirim ma'alim zeh below zeh. If he did the first, if he did the milah, you didn't yet do the tefillah, so it accomplishes partial kedushas yisroel. But you say it's zero. Rabbi Yochanan says le'olam ein ger. A chiyamo v'yitvol doesn't mean any ger, he's zero. Nothing was accomplished. I mean, it's not a full ger. Maybe it means it's an incomplete ger. So that was the Maisa Shehoya. There was a ger who was in the middle of the process of conversion. He was mauled, but it was a dain leitoval, and he came to shul on Shabbos afternoon, and the rabbi in the shul in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Shalemel, told him he has to be mechal Shabbos. A nochri is not allowed to observe Shabbos. So he insisted, so he wrote his name on a piece of paper. So there was, after that, Maisa Shoya, so the Rabbanim all over the world were writing essays about the topic, is it correct or not? So one of them, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, he came up with the wild idea, Ager Shemol V'loi Toval, after he's Toval, then it comes out, is it Gloy Milson of Mafrei, he was really Jewish from the time that he did the Milah. When you do the Milah, you didn't do the Tefillah yet, you're in limbo, you're a Suffolk Jew, Suffolk Goy. And if later on you go to the tefillah, then it becomes a jewel of my prayer. Become a jewel of my prayer. That's how can you accomplish things in my prayer? There ain't no such thing. How can you do something in my prayer? It doesn't exist. That's a pella. But But there is room. It's a wild idea. That's go wild. They say becomes Jewish l'mafreya from the time that he did the milah. What he could have said was, this is a discussion on Achrayim. Shnei dvarim hamatirim ma'ilim zeh b'lo zeh. Once he does the milah, the shem geirus, so maybe that's the first ma'isa geirus, if one should assume that you need two ma'isa geirus, not just that the orla's ma'akeh. You need two ma'isa geirus, and it accomplishes a partial geirus. He's not a full ger. He's ain't a ger gomer at Shiyama v'yitfah, but he's a partial ger. So he has both partial Jew and a partial goy. Is there such a thing? A person is a mikzas Jew and a mikzas goy. Avnezer has such a tshuva. Avnezer talks about, he has around more than 10 tshuvas, but he talks about taita disasri. You have that Ben Ashmashe says both Yom and Laila. We spoke on the first daf in the Masichta. There's a ritva and Yom and daf and Vav. That Ben Ashmash is both Yom and Laila blended it together, and we treat it as a suffix. Whenever you have a tarta d'sasa, we treat it as a suffix. So he talks about other cases like that. So he has a case, let's say there's a Jew, when the Jew is an Eved Avod Zara, so Dina Ka'akum. But he's not Dina, and you can't sell your chametz to him. You can't ask him, you can't use him as a Shabbos goy. He's Jewish. But he had to some Dina, is Dina Ka'akum. He's both an Akum and a Yisrael. So he says, since he has both Kedushas Yisrael and Adin Kenochri, so we treat him as if he were a Suffolk. And then he has Chidushin based on that assumption. He's both a Jew and a Goy. He has Tosefta in Kalim. If you have a Klicheres, the Klicheres is Mekabel Tumah Me'aviro. If it's a Klimateches, it's not Mekabel Tumah Me'aviro. You have to touch the Tumah has to touch the Kli. And then a Klicheres has no Tara B'mikveh. A klicher is not a kabel tumah from the outside. So let's say you have a kli that's a blend of two materials. So if it's 75% cheres and 25% metal, then it's dina kecheres. If it's 75% metal and 25% cheres, you go basura. What if it's 50-50? What if it's 50% metal, 50% cheres? So the Tosefta says he treated it as both. So you go to chumra, you treat it as if it's a sofik, it's a taita desasri. But what if it became tummy from the outside? An autumn tummy touched it on the outside. That's only tummy because it's a kli mateches. So then it should have tefillah b'mikveh. So the Tosefta has a machlokes hatana. And one time it says it can't have tefillah b'mikveh. I want to say miman of shach. If it's a kli cheres, it was never mekabel tumah in the first place. And if it's a kli mateches, so it is mekabel tumah migabo from the outside. The kli mateches that's nitma has tefillah b'mikveh. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that the Rambam paskens like that. He thinks that's the Rambam shita. When you have a taita d'sasri, you don't say miman of shach. You can't say miman of shach. You have to go the chumrah in all directions. So that's the shaila over here. If you'll adopt such a position, then mol v'loy toval, ishnei dvarm hamatir, ma'ilam zeh, b'lo zeh, de'achreidim, raises like this, sviri yesh, raises that issue. And he quotes it from the Keren Oira. When you have Haforas Habal, Haforas Ha'ov, by the Naira Hamarosa, why doesn't the Gemara relate that to the topic? His name Dvarm Hamatir Ma'alan Zebelozeh, like by the Kibsi Atzeres, the Shchitas Kibsi Atzeres, and the Zrikas Adam, Amakadish, the Shtei Alechem. So the Gemara has Machlegs Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudu, what do you say, Shnei Dvarm Hamatir? So that's a rich topic on this first wide line. Now, Soloveitchik has a comment about this also. When he delivered the hesped for his uncle, Rav Avraham Soloveitchik, he has a long footnote, I think. Is that where it is? I think it's over there. There's a long footnote about this, about mol v'toval, whether they're both ma'isegeris and you need both together, or no. Orla is ma'akev. So we really pass him the second way. Orla is ma'akev. So b'di'evet, if you didn't have a bezin b'shas, the milah, it wouldn't be mi'akev. Most of the poskim, that other shaila, if you have the moel did the bris milah thinking that it was a Jewish baby, didn't realize that it's a goyish baby, didn't realize the mother of the baby is not Jewish, and he didn't have mind the shame gerus. So most of the poskim say that that you don't have to have atovos dan bris. So the Minchas Yitzchak was an Ungarish, he came from Hungary. So by him the rule is if you have 20 achrayim, 19 say one way, and the Hungarian posik says the other way, the din is like the Hungarian posik. He has 19 achrayim say that if the milah was done the shem mitzvah, wasn't done the shem geris, it's good. And one Hungarian posik says the other way. So that's the din. You follow the Hungarian posik. But they generally accept the psak. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva about that also. Rav Soloveitchik passed on like that. Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim from the last 100 years assumed that if the mila on the baby was done Hashem mitzvah smila, wasn't done Hashem geiris, that b'diavad it's good. It's not a maisa geiris, just a din that orlos miyakev. Okay, so that's a topic, that's a rich topic, but that's all the dinam of geiris. Most of the dinam of geiris are on Yivamas daf nevo. If you have a baby who was nolad mochul and he wants to convert later, that's in Masech HaShabbos. That's a perek HaBlezer de Mila. The 24 prokim on Masech HaShabbos. Rabbi Yudah Nasi made 24 prokim, so the Mefarshim explained the Malach HaShlam says in the first Mishnah in Shabbos, because in the days of Tanakh, a kala would wear 24 pieces of jewelry, 24 tachshit. So Shabbos is a kala. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi gave 24 tachshit and 24 prokim in Mishnah Shabbos, but there aren't 24 prokim worth to write about. So he patented it. One whole parak is about mitzvah smila. It isn't so much about Shabbos in that parak. But he wanted to have 24 prokim. So one whole parak is dedicated to bris mila. So that's where the machlokes hatanoim is, whether nolad mol needs hatovas dam bris or not. We pass him misofik. We pass him needs hatovas dam bris misofik. So bracha is not recited. Okay. We're up to the second very wide line. Amem zayin on the base. So the Mishnah says. Opening Mishnah in the Perek house. You have to bench Mezuman. You have to have three Jewish people. And Kusi is Jewish. In the days of the Tanoim, Kusi was considered Jewish. We discussed already. In the days of Rab Meir was Geyser. They declared all the Kusim are considered non-Jews. And then the Mishnah continued, Hanochri, the Kusi is Mitztar to the Zimun because he's Jewish before the Gzera of Rab Meir. But the Nochri aims on the Malav, even though Molvaloi Tovo. It cannot be mitzarf noshim avonim ktanim to the mezuman. So ktanim don't count. So the other part is Omer Rab Yaisi, another gear says Omer Rab Asi. Somebody, one of the Amorim says, Kotel Hamutal Barisa, an infant who's in a cradle. He doesn't know bichla what's going on. He has no hasog what's going on. Mizam namalov, you can count him as the third person. What, he drank a bottle? Drank a bottle of milk. So you can betzarf him to the Zimun. Obviously, he's not going to answer to the Mezuman. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, but it's against the Mishnah. And says, Nashma Abanim Ktanim, Emezamna, they can't be mitzarf a cotton. Even though the cotton is 12 and a half years old, his bar mitzvah is going to be this Shabbos, can't be mitzarf. How can mitzarf a cotton on mutal barisa? He's in a cradle. How can mitzarf him? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi meant to say like Rabbi Shulam Halevi, who made a distinction. There's a mezuman of 10 and a mezuman of 3. So, Amar Rabbi Shulam Halevi, Alfa B'Sham HaKotan, Mutal Barisa, Ey Mezam Namolav. The Mishnah says you cannot be mitzarif HaKotan to a mezuman, but that's a mezuman of 3. Avalos Moses Snifla Sora. But if it's a mezuman of 10, you can be mitzarif the cotton. You can be mizarf the cup. And what about women? Also, if you need a minion, there's a Mishnah Megillah that in order to say Dovash Begdush, to say Kaddish Kedusha Boch, you need a minion. So the minion has to have Asar Anoshim Gedolim B'nei Chorim B'nei Bris. Every Knaini is not mitzarf to the minion, Anoshim are not mitzarf, Mektanim are not mitzarf. So what if you have 9 B'nei Chorim and 1 Eved? Is he mitzarf to the minion? So that's the next member. The Omer Rabbi Shem Halevi, another member, Tisha the Eved, mitzarf him. Just like a cotton mutal barisa can count as the 10th one, for 3 he doesn't count. For 3, for mizuman after 3, gotta have all 3 should be bar mitzvah. That's what it sounds like so far. We'll continue to see what the maskana is. But for 10, the 10th one can be a cotton. So he said the same 10th one can be an Eved, cotton. What does it say? Tisha the Eved, mitzarf him. The 10th one can be an Eved. So he mentioned, Moshe Feinstein says, there's a din of Yehorek Val Yavar that sometimes only applies by Ferhesia. Avodizar Gilev Ashvich is Dharmin say Yehorek Val Yavar, even Bitsina, even if no one knows about it. But Shar Averis, if it's Beferhesia, B'Shas Hashmad, even Bitsina, Shas Hashmad is considered as if it's Beferhesia, because everybody will find out about it. Or if the Averis is done Beferhesia, then you say Yehorek Val Yavar. So what's called Beferhesia? The Gemara says, Bifnei Asora Mi Yisrael. The Gemara raises a question, what if there are 9 Jews in me, but I'm the one they're going to kill? So I'm going to be, after the story is over, I'm not going to be alive anymore. So do I count for the 10th one that you say you heard while Yavakos is Bifrahes? You say no. After I'm going to be dead, so only 9 people will have seen the way I gave up my life. So that's a discussion in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Dalet. But you see from the Gemara that that's a din deraisa. Yehorg val yav v'negdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. V'negdashti goes on Kiddush Hashem. Yehorg val yav. And toch is a gezer shava. You learn out from the Meraglim. You learn out from the Meraglim. There were 12 Meraglim, and 2 of them gave a good report, Yeshua v'kolev, and the other 10 gave a rotten report. So the 10, Amos Eleida Arazah, so you learn from there that the word 10 refers, the word Eda refers to 10 people, and the word Eda is connected with the word Toch. The word Eda is connected with the word Toch. So that's how we establish a Din Deraisa, that a Dovah Shebikdushi, you need 10 people. So Moshe Feinstein thinks that over there, if you have 9 Gedolim and 1 Kotten, or you have 9 Bnei Chorin and 1 Evik Naini, that's a real Din Deraisa. You wouldn't say that Yehorig Bal Yavam. That's not a minion. You need all 10 have to be Bnei Chorin, all 10 have to be Anoshim, and all 10 have to be Gedolim. Here, we're talking about a Dovah Shebikdusha, Ben Shemizuman, Chazar Sashat, or something like that, Dovah Shebikdusha, Kriya Satera. Here, the need for Asar is only with the Rabbanit. So here, they're chiseling away. Here, Rabbi Shom Alevi is Mekel. That one cotton can be Mitzarif, and one Evakanaini can be Mitzarif, and then there's one opinion, and the Martchai, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes it, that even one woman, you can be Mitzarif to Minyan also. That's not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the only quote, there was one opinion that one cotton and one Evakanaini, they don't even quote, Gemara doesn't have about one woman. The Martchai has one opinion that just like one Evakanaini and one cotton, you make them. By dinim derabbanan, so you make also one woman. And some shonim held that somehow women are worse; that one woman will not be mitzvah. But Moshe writes a double portion. He thinks that this whole kula is only because you're dealing with a din derabbanan, therefore there's room to be mekel. But on the level of the raisa, for the purpose of the argva yaver, it wouldn't make any sense. Tegim marakasha meisve ma'isa berabeli as the Tana came to the Beis Hakness as there was no minyan on the matzah asura. Yishichar Abdo, he set free his Evik Naini v'hishlim al asor. So the Gemara says, for the Yisif in the story, there were 9 people and they needed a 10th one for the minion. So why Shichar en lo Shichar lo? Only if he frees him. If he doesn't free him, he's not mitzar of him to the minion. Why? But Rabbi Shulman Levi just said that 9 Bnei Chorin and 1 Evik Naini are mitzar of him to the minion. And for the Gemara, the Ma'is Hushai was there were only 8 people in the shul. And there were 2 Avodim there. So it was Meshachar 1 Evid. It had been tzarf one Eved to the minion. So after he was Meshach one Eved, then you had 9 Bnei Chorin and 1 Eved Kanani, they were mitzarf the 1 to the minion. So you see from the Gemara, Taisus points out, the big Taisus on Mem Chasma, see from the Gemara that it's the same rule, who is mitzarf to the minion for davening purposes, Kriyas HaTorah, in Chazoras HaShatz, and so on, and who is mitzarf for the minion to bench Mezuman, is the same dinim. There may have been room to distinguish between them, because we pointed out the Gemara's lashon was that you need 10 people to bench mezuman, because la baruch ara, kurish mo dishmai b'basta me'asor. Where was that Gemara? The Gemara said, here it was, mem hei on the base. And it says the same expression appears in Megillah of Gimel on the base. Gemara says if the 3 people ate bread together and they have to bench mezuman, and one guy walks to the other room and they whistle to him and they say, hey, we want to bench mezuman. He says, okay, bench mezuman and I'll answer from here. Gemara says, as long as he answers, is good. But if you're benching basara, he has to come back to the same room. He has to sit together. Why? Because la barachara, came the boy like kuei shem shamayim. When you bench basara, you say, alakeinu, batz masara, la barachara. It's not the heretz. So the Gemara Megillah of Gimel says that Lashon, that's the reason the Mishnah Megillah lists off all the things that need Asar. So some of the things need Asar because the Dovah Shebikdusha needs Asar. Then it says Duchening needs Asar. Duchening is not a Dovah Shebikdusha. You learn out from a different pasuk that you need Asar. Then it says when you bench Mezum and you need Asar, they didn't say because it's a Dovah Shebikdusha. That's probably out of the case. The Mishnah said that the Rambam says 3 women can bench Mezumah together, but 10 women, if they want to bench Mezumah, they don't say Elokeinu. Why not? So the Kesef Mishnah said, that's obvious, because benching Basara is a Dovah Shebikdusha. So we said that others disagree, because the Gemara there, Megillah of Gimel and Beis, doesn't say benching Mezumah and Basara is a Dovah Shebikdusha. The Gemara gives this svar, La Baruch Ha'alat Kurish Modesh Ma'i B'Botza Me'asara. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it l'alocha like that. There's a Mishnah later, we didn't get to it yet. Let's say the waiter is serving on two different groups in a restaurant. So here there are eight people, and here there are eight people. Together it's 16 people. But they don't see each other, they're in different rooms in the restaurant. But the waiter is serving on both tables. So if you have the shamash is waiting on both of them, one of this group of eight can look into the other room and he sees one of the other people. But they're not all 16 eating together. They're eight over here and eight over there. So it says that you're meikel to be mitzarf 10 people from two different rooms. So the Mishnah Berurah has in Shulchan Aruch, they have a discussion, is this true to say Chazaras HaShatz also? Maybe it's only good by benching Basar, because it's not a Dabar Shebik Dusha. So the need for Asar is only because La Barachara. It's a different consideration, not a Dabar Shebik Dusha. But when you really want to say a Dabar Shebik Dusha, maybe you require all 10 should be in the same room. So the Chuvas HaRajba says he's not sure. He's not sure whether the Mishnah in Brochas carries over to davening Bo'asara or not. Very often you have in the Beis HaOvel, when they're davening in the Beis HaOvel, so the rooms are not so big. So sometimes you have 9 people in one room and 9 people in the other room. You have 18 people. You don't have 10 people in one room. And they're two different rooms. You have a mezuzah in between. This is one room, this is another room. So the Mishnah Berurah really recommends you should not be mekel on that. The two different rooms, they're not mitzdarfim. They're mitzdarfim from mezuman, because mezuman basar is not really a din of dovish and bigdusha. What? Mitzasim roi meilu eselu. Yeah, what?
As a sira for Darais and dinner for Edos. So it's obviously it's a real din.
No. For Edos din in the fashis, you need Mitzasim roi meilu eselu. Yeah. It's a different din. Yeah, it's a different din. It's not a sira, it's two. You need shnai. You need a pair of shnai. By Mamina says, Al pishneidim, al pishlosh eidim, yokum dover. By Nefosh, Al pishneim eidim, al pishlosh eidim, yumas amei. So shnaim and shnei is not the same. Shnaim means it's a cut. Shnaim bo al noch al ateva, zoch ani keva. Shnaim means a cut. So by Nefosh, if you need a cut, it should be mitzasim roi meilu eseilu. Otherwise, they're not mitzdarf miyachai. And by Mamina says, then it's two eid echads are acceptable. Two eid echads are acceptable. Let's say what halva achar halva is also mitzdarfim. Let's say I claim you owe me $300 because on one day I lent you $200 and yesterday I lent you $100. So $200 plus $100, $300. So, and you deny everything. You say I never lent you a penny, and I produce two eidim. One of them says I was there when he lent him $200 on Sunday. The other eid echad says I was there when he lent him $100 on Monday. So we pass on halacha that halvo achar halvo mitzdarfim. I have two eid echods who both say that you owe me $100. So $100 you have to pay me. Then I have an eid echod who says you owe me an additional. I don't have any eid who says you owe me $300. That's what I claim. I claim I lent you the $200 and I lent you the $100 and you owe me $300. So I have two eidim who say that you owe me $100. So the $100 you got to pay. Halvo achar halvo mitzdarfim. And the other $100, I have an eid echod that says that you owe me an additional $100, that you have to swear a shvur deraisa. And the other $100 is just my taina. That's the shayla of, would that be a moedah b'miktsas? I say you owe me $300, you deny everything. So the Gemara said, but you have eidim who are made on $100. So that would make you into a moedah b'miktsas. Okay. So there's one din by Didi Mamnes, halvoach halvo mitzdafim, that two eid echads are good. It's not a cut. Two eid echads are good. We just say korav apostle, let's say it turns out one eid echad says that I lent you $200 on Sunday, one eid echad says I lent you $100 on Monday. Turns out one of them is a relative of mine, and they already testified in Bezin. So you wouldn't say korav apostle. They're talking about two different stories. That's not one cut. If two Edim saw the same halvoa, Echad Michalan Zeb, Echad Michalan Zeb, Ein Shneim Roim Zeh Zeh, so then in Mamon is them, it's Tarfim Yachad, that's called a cut. In the Foshes, you can't give din in the Foshes. In Mamon is they are, it's Tarfim Yachad. If you have halvoa achar halvoa, then it's Tarfim means two Eid Echads are enough to make the guy pay the $100. But it's not a cut. But if they're seeing the same Maisa halvoa, they're not rhymes as it, then the din is them, it's tarfim yachad. You would say karav apostle. So how do you say banefashis? You don't say mitztarfim yachad. What? The hilchas edus are different, very strange. So it's muchach and the gemara, it's not that in hilchas, indeed in nefashis, the two eid echads are not mitztarfim. The two eid echads are mitztarfim in the moment, is them mitztarfim in the nefashis also. It's a din lo yumas al pi eid echad. It's a din in bezdin. Bezdin can't administer onesh misa based on eidus miyachedus. But they really are mitztarfim. They're mitztarfim even in din nefashis. That's why the gemara has... The Gemara has a kasha in Makkas, and the first parak of Makkas, they don't have a teretz. They apply by kasha. The Gemara says, El me'apa din in the fosh is tatzil. If you have echad roi mechal on zeh, echad roi mechal on zeh, let's say two edim, four edim are watching a murder. Two edim from one window, two edim from another window, but they don't see each other. The edim don't see each other. And it turns out that one of the four edim is a korav apostle. And everybody testified in Bezin. Are they considered one big cut? Well, for Mamanist purposes, they are considered one big cut. All four, even though not Rahim Zezah. And then the Fashas, the Mishnah says, since the two Edom Akasha, we give them the death penalty. So the Gemara asks, why? Bedin and the Fashas Tatsil. Since for Mamanist, they are Mitztarfim. So for the Fashas, they're also Mitztarfim. It's just the Din Lo Yumas Al Pi Eidach. It's a Din in Bezin. Bezin shouldn't administer the Einish Mises Bezin. Based on Eidus Mecheres, but the Eidim Amit star from Yachad. So that's why the Gemara has a Kasha, they didn't have a Teretz on the Kasha. So Nochamal said, what was the story? Ablezer entered, comes to the shul, and there wasn't a minyan, Mushach of the Evid. So you see, Shichar en lo Shichar Eloi. So you see that one Evid Kanaini is not, it's against Rabbi Shulam Alev. He says, nine B'nei Chorin and one Evid Kanaini Amit star from to constitute a minion. And for the Gemara, the Maaseh Shai was treyut strichu. They needed two people for the minion. There were only eight benecharin. Shichur echad v'nofik bechad. It was Meshach, one Eved Knani had nine benecharin. And then v'nofik bechad, they were yotze, the tenth one was the Eved Knani, who followed Rebbe Shua ben Levi's psak. So that's what the Gemara raises an issue, that there's an avera of le'olam ha'em tavoidu. And it says, the other man Tavoidu is a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's a reshus or a chayva. The Gemara in Sota, Dav Gimel Amanal, has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, about three psukim. One pasuk is, the other man Tavoidu, that an Evidibi goes free, b'sheisha b'yoyvel, but Evid Knaini, you don't have to let him go free. So is that a reshus? If you want, you can keep him as an Evid, the other void. But if you want to, you may free him. That's Rabbi Shmuel. And we pass like Rabbi Kiva. The other man Tavod is a chayva. No, a mishach rabba. The oiva besi. You're not allowed to free the Eved Knaini. Then the other pasuk goes Vavra ala barach kina bikina esishta. Rabbi Kiva said that it's a chayva. If the husband is suspicious, he thinks that his wife is fooling around with somebody else, he should be mekanelo. He should warn her al tistre mishplaini, and he shouldn't let her get away with it. And Rabbi Akira, Rabbi Shmuel, this he says it's a rishus. Is a rishus, he's not mechuyif to. And the third pasuk is by Tumas Kohanim in the beginning of Parshas Hamor. It says the kohen is not allowed to be metam al meisim unless it's one of the seven relatives. So Rabbi Shmuel understands lo yitam is a rishus. If he wants to, he's permitted to attend the funeral. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. We pasuk like Rabbi Akiva, lo yitam is a chayva, is a mechuyif. Is mechuyif too. So the other mem tavoy, there was a real din deraisa. So here the din deraisa comes in conflict with the din derabbanan that you need a minion in order to have a dovish abigdusha. So the Bahag, Tosis quotes, the Bahag came up with a klal. Whenever there's a conflict between a din deraisa and a din derabbanan, it's self understood that the din deraisa always wins. So he says, halacha lemaisa, someone dies on the last day yantam, yantam sheni shel golius, is only midi rabbanan. Yantam brachan is only midi rabbanan. So the Bahag is from the days of the Goyim. The Goyim were of the opinion that Avelos Yamishan is Darais. The Mechaber Paskins like this Bahag that Tesis quotes. The Ramos says we don't Paskin like that. We Paskin not like the Bahag for two reasons. First of all, we Paskin Ashkenazim, not we. Those also are Ashkenazim, some are Svarim. So the Ashkenazim Paskin like Shitas Balei HaTesis that all Avelos is only the Rabbanan, even Avelos Yamishan is only the Rabbanan. And secondly, Tosis says the whole idea of the Bahag is incorrect. Even if Avelos Yambishan would be deraisa, there is no such klal that's etched in stone, that whenever there's a conflict between a din d'oraisa and din d'rabbanan, a din d'oraisa always wins. No. You see, for our Gemara, Reb Lezer went ahead and he violated a din d'oraisa, the other mem tavodim, shachar avdai, in order to have a minyan, to have chazaras hashatz, even though the whole minyan for chazaras hashatz is only midirabbanan. So you see that sometimes there's a conflict between a din d'oraisa and din d'rabbanan, and then a din d'oraisa does not win. That's what Tosis argues against the Bahag. So what did the Bahag say, though? So he said, the Bahag holds Avedos Ambition and Daraisa only provided it's Yom HaMisa V'Hakfura. The person died today, and so before the burial, there is no Avela. So the person dies today, and the Kfura is today. If it's Yom HaMisa V'Hakfura, so after the Kfura, then he's Noeg Avelos. So the Goinim are of the opinion, Bahagas from the Goinim, they're of the opinion that that's Avelos Daraisa. So if the person died and was buried on Yontav Sheni Shel Galuyos, then he says you have to observe Avelos. Ashkenazim would say you don't observe Avelos. We don't observe Avelos on Yontav Achra. But the Bahag holds it, it's a conflict between Avelos Daraisa, Avelos Yom Rishon, if it's a Yom HaMisa V'Hakvura. If he died yesterday, the Kvura is going to be today, it's not Yom HaMisa V'Hakvura, then the Bahag also would say it's only the Rabbon. If he died on the last day Yontav and he's buried on the same day, so it's Yom HaMisa V'Hakfura, then it's Avelos Yom Rishon as Daraisa. Lo Yasi Yontav Achron D'Rabban V'Dochi Avelos Daraisa. So Tosis said, you see from this Gemara, that's not like the Bahag. You want to fulfill the mitzvah of Chazaras HaShatz, a Kriyas HaTorah, is a Din D'Rabbanan, and you need a minion, so he violated the Din D'Raisa of Yolamam Tavoidu, in order to fulfill the mitzvah derabbanan. You see, sometimes dinim derabbanan take precedence over dinim derais.
Isn't it very difficult if you assume minyan is only a milah and not a real din?
What do you say, though?
You have davening the mitzvah if the minyan is only a milah and not a din.
A good question? I don't know. Maybe the old Kriyas HaTorah is a chayv b'sayachin. I don't know. Good question. What did Tosfos also prove from the Gemara? Reish Ksub is Dabdalek. Chasim Nag Shivisi Me'amish, Vachkach Nag Shivisi Avelos. Tosfos assumes that Dov Poshud, that Shivisi Me'amish for Chasim is not Daraisa. Some Rishonim disagree. They say, no, Shivisi Me'amish is a din Daraisa. Some say, just like Avelos Yamishan Daraisa, so the Chasim, Simchas Chasim Yamishan, would be Daraisa. That's there in Ksub, as you look in the Rosh. He quotes Maram Rutenberg that just like Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa, so to Simchas Chasen Yom Rishon would be Daraisa. And the Mishkanes Yankiv thinks that Shivas Yimei Amishta, all 7 days are Daraisa. Why do you have to? Yeah. But the Tosfos here is assuming that Avodah Poshut, that even the Simcha Yom Rishon, everything is only the Rabbanan. And nonetheless, he pushes up the Avelos Yom Rishon Daraisa according to the Goinim. Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa and Simchas Chosen is clearly only the Rabbanon. So you see that the Rabbanon can't push off a Daraisa. And the Bahag holds not so. You never have like that. Yeah. So Nachum also, what was the story with Rab Lezer? He needed a minion. The minion probably for a din de Rabbanon. What? Chazar HaShatz, Kriya HaTorah, it's all the Rabbanons. Unless he say with Shabbos Parsha Zohar, that's what the Rosh says. Unless he say with Shabbos Parsha Zohar, and you need a minyan min haTorah, that's a chiddush in the Rosh. That not only Parsha Zohar is deraisa, those Talei Parsha Zohar Basar is deraisa. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote that from the Trumas Hadeshin, who pointed that out from the Rosh. On this Gemara, it would appear that you need a minyan to be yotzei Parsha Zohar deraisa.
What's the cutoff point for how often you can say that derabbanan
is just in rare cases, yeah. Usually you don't say. In very rare cases. But these are the two tainas that Tosfos has against the Bahag. They don't agree. Avelos Yom Rishon Daraisa. Ashkenazim hold like Tosfos and the Rosh, it's not Daraisa. What is Daraisa is Aninus. Aninus is Daraisa. That's Dix Week Sedra. Vechalti Chatas Hayam, Hayita B'eni Hashem. Aninus is Daraisa. And it says in the Chumash Dvarim, Layachalti B'yoni Mimenu, that on Erev Pesach of the 4th year, and Erev Pesach of the 7th year, you do Bir Maisvis, and then you say Vidoy Maisvis. So the Vidoy Maisvis, you say Biyati HaKodesh Ben Abayis, and you say Le'echalti Biyoti Mena. I did not eat the Maisvis Sheni in the state of Aninus. You're not allowed to eat Kodeshim in the state of Aninus either. a kohen on is not allowed to be makir karbonis. Aninus, that's aninus is deraisa, but avelus luchud vaninus luchud. That's the expression that the Rosh has. The first Rosh on Hilchas Avelus in Moed Katan, Perkele Megalchan, so he quotes that Loshan to explain Shita's Bali Atosis. Avelus luchud vaninus luchud. Yeah.
What if the din that Rabbanan push off even on Mitzvah Lot Ta'aseh? Because so far these examples were only Bitum Mitzvah Ta'aseh.
Yeah.
So even Mitzvah Lot Ta'aseh would be...
No, probably not. How can you violate an Avera Deraisa? You won't fulfill a Mitzvah Deraisa. Yeah, you won't fulfill a Mitzvah Deraisa. So this story, the Gemara has a problem with this story. Hechi Yabit Hachi... How is Reb Lezer permitted to be Meshach of the Yevet, to be Mashlem and Minyi? V'ham Rab Yudah, V'la Meshach HaRab, the Oiv of the Yesh Shanem, V'la Elamem Tavoidu, that's the Gemara in Soita Dav Gimel Amanav. That's the Machlegs, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shemal. And we pass like Rabbi Kiva. That the Pasuk, V'la Elamem Tavoidu, is not a Rishus, it's a Chayva. So you're not allowed to be Meshach of the Yevet. So how did Reb Lezer violate the Din, V'la Elamem Tavoidu? The Gemara answers, L'dva Mitzvah Shaini. Since he needed to be Mshach the Eved for the purpose of mitzvahs, Mutar. Why is it Mutar? What? Esedach aloy sasei. Esedach aloy sasei. So the Gemara says, but it's a mitzvah, baba ve'erehi. When do you say esedach aloy sasei? When do you call on a mitzvah, baba ve'erehi? When do you apply which rule? So the rule usually is whenever it's biidna. You only say esedach aloy sasei when it's biidna. Here is Mshach the Eved first. And then after he's Meshach the Eved, that gives him the ability to have the Chazaras HaShatzah, the Kriyas HaTorah. Here it's not Biyidna. At the time that he's doing the Avera, Meshach HaAvdoi, he's not yet fulfilling the mitzvah. That's going to come later. So whenever it's not Biyidna, then we call that mitzvah Babaver. Let's say Lulav HaGozel. I stole the Lulav yesterday on Erev Sukkos, and I want to be Yotze with the Lulav today on the first day Yom. So Lulav HaGozel is mitzvah Babaver, because I did the Avera yesterday and I'm doing the mitzvah today. But if you would have the mitzvah and the avera would be simultaneous, so then we would apply the rule of esedach aloy sasei. So the pashtus says that that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers l'dvar mitzvah shayni esedach aloy sasei. But it's not beidno. Mitzvah b'avera, it's not beidno. So I should slap on him the psul mitzvah b'avera, not yotze the mitzvah. And with the Gemara, mitzvah derabim shayni. Why is mitzvah derabim shayni? So in this Gemara, they're famous. There are three ways to interpret the Gemara. So the Ramban, this Gemara is in Gittin, Daf Lamed Ches on the base, it says on the side. So the Ramban there in Gittin, the Rana Gittin quotes the Ramban. He says, Le'olam em tavoidu is an Iser that belongs, it's related to the din of Lo Sechonim. We have a difficult pasuk in Chumis Ram Lo Sechon, a very difficult pasuk. How do you translate? The Gemara has three levels of translation of the Pasuk, and all three are binding, all three are deraisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that any one given Pasuk can have more than one level of interpretation. So Lo Sechonim is Miloshen Chinam, not to give a Matnas Chinam to a Nochri. Lo Sechonim is Miloshen Chain, Lo Yisechain B'Einechem. And Lo Sechonim is Miloshen Chanayo, Lo Sitlam Chanoi B'Karkai. You may not allow non-Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael. So one of the dinim, one of the three levels, the Gemara has a brisus like that in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah. The three levels of interpretation and the pasuk lesechanim eloshen chinam, not to give matas chinam, and not to give chanoi bekarka. And the third is miloshen chen lo yisachem enech. You're not allowed to praise, oh, this professor is such a wonderful man, he's such a nice, or the football player is such a nice guy, or he's such a nice player. You're not allowed to praise an achrim. So we pass on all three. All three are Isurim Deraisa. So the Ramban says that the Isur of Lo Lamem Tabod and Meshach Rav, the Oiva Be'esei, is a branch of the din of Lo Sechonim, not to give a Toiva to the Yevet Knaini. But if I feed the Yevet Knaini, the Toiva sats me. I want to have Chazoras HaShatz. I want to hear Kriyas HaTorah today. And there's no way to get a minion unless I'll be Meshach of the Yevet. And I feel that it's worth it. I have enough Avonim without this guy. So I want to be Meshachrim, L'toiva satzmi, so it's not L'toiva so'evid. So then it's not a violation of Lo Sechonim. Rabban understands that this Isur of Lo Lamem Tavod, Meshach Rabbah, Oiv the Be'esei, is a branch of the din, it's an extension of the din of Lo Sechonim. But if in doing it, L'toiva satzmi, so there's no Aveir at all. So the Gemara finally comes to the answer, Mitzvah de Rabim Shaini means he's gaining. Reb Lezer is doing it l'tayva satzma. He's doing it, he's gaining something out of it. So it comes out there's no avera in the first place. Originally we asked, he's over b'esed. The Gemara answered it, v'amitzvah shiny. What does it mean? Esedachal esesed. Then the Gemara said, it can't be esedachal esesed. It's not the idna. Whenever it's not the idna, it's mitzvah baba avera. So to that, the Gemara answered, no. The original answer was a mistake. Not that v'amitzvah shiny because esedachal esesed. No, esedachal esesed doesn't apply. It's not the idna. V'amitzvah shiny because I'm going to gain. Reb Lezer himself is going to gain the mitzvah. So there's no violation of Leisachanim, and there's no violation of Le'olamem Tavoid. That's the Ramban's interpretation. Other Rishonim interpret differently, that we have a cloud that we apply rarely. Every legal system has a clause that the ends justify the means. The only question is which ends and which means. You're going to cheat money from the government in order to found the yeshiva, so those ends do not justify those means. You're not allowed to steal money from the government to make a yeshiva. But sometimes the ends do justify the means. Take, for example, my wife is having a baby 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to drive through all the red lights so the police will help me. They're not going to arrest me. They're not going to give me a ticket. And I'll call ahead to tell the other police that they should let the car go through because the woman is in labor. She's having a baby. She wants to make sure she gets to the hospital. So those ends justify the means. Or you're allowed to drive the car on Shabbos if you have a chayla mesukana, a woman's having a baby on Shabbos. So then the Jewish man is allowed to drive pikuach nefesh zdecha kolatar kula. So every legal system has a clause that the ends justify the mean. It depends which ends and which means. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So sometimes we have a klal in the Gemara, chatei bishvil shetiske. We allow, sometimes we have a klal esedecha loses. Sometimes you have a pikuach nefesh decha, fine. But sometimes you have, it's not pikuach nefesh, and it's not, it doesn't correspond to the rules and regulations of esed decha leisase, but we have another klal, chatei b'shul shetiske. You're allowed to violate, the ends justify the mean. You're allowed to violate a lesser aveira in order to gain tremendously. So what do you mean? I'm going to do a little aveira to make a lot of money. Those ends don't justify the means. But if you're going to gain a ruchnia, so sometimes the Gemara has rare cases where we say chatei b'shvil shetiske. Or the Gemara even has rare cases where we say chatei b'shvil sheyiske chavercha. In Shulchan Aruch they have a case. Chatei b'shvil sheyiske chavercha. The Gemara says in the beginning of Shabbos Daf Dalet, do you ever hear of such a thing? Chatei b'shvil sheyiske chavercha. You never say it. So Tosfos says sometimes you do say. Sometimes you do say chatei b'shvil sheyiske chavercha. What is that based on? How do you know? The Gemara talks about Yoel Eshes Chever Hakeni, that she killed Sisera. She chopped off his head. So the Gemara says, how did she succeed in chopping off his head? So the Gemara says, she gave him a drink of milk, and then she was mezana with him. She put him to sleep, she was mezana with him. So the Gemara said, but she was an Eshes Ish. Yoel Eshes Chever Hakeni was an Eshes Ish. How was she allowed to be mezana? So the Rishonim explain, the Gemara's lashon is gedol avera lishma kemitzvah shalal lishma. If a person does an avera lishma, if you're doing, if you say the ends are justifying the means, you have to do the avera lishma. If you have, the Gemara says you're not allowed to have hanoah from it. So the Gemara says she probably had hanoah. No, yoel eshes chever hakeni, she was mezana. The woman probably had hanoah from the tashmish with the goy. The Gemara says no. She didn't have any hanor. So the Gemara says, when you're doing an avera lishma, it has to be purely lishma. If you have a little bit motivation of shalom lishma, then you don't have this heter of avera lishma. You don't have, that's a din of chatei b'shul shetiske. In rare cases, what is that based on? So the Gemara says, based on a pasuk, shomer b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos. What is that? So the connotation is, we would sometimes encourage a person to be Mechal Shabbos today in order that they should lead in the future to be able to observe many more Shabbosim in the future. It's not Pikuach Nefesh, it's not Esed Dechal Esese, it's an Udin. It's based on this pasuk. Chatei b'shul shetiske is based on this pasuk. Shomer b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos. You have to have a long range plan. And the Rambam says, when he quotes this din, chatei b'shul shetiske, he quotes a mashal. The Rambam was a doctor, so he gives a mashal. Sometimes a person has infection in a limb, and if you leave him with the infection, he's going to die. So sometimes you have to cut off the leg in order to save the life of the person. So it's just like sometimes we do surgery, we cut off a limb in order to save the life of the person. So sometimes you have to violate one little aver in order to save the rest of Yiddishkeit, in order to give the person the opportunity in the future to be able to observe many more mitzvahs. It's an exception to the rule. So that's what Tosfos has such an opinion. Mitzvah de Rabim Shaini, it's Tefillah B'Tzibur and Kriyas HaTorah, Chazaras HaShatz, all of these things are so important that we would say, Chatei B'Shvil Shetiske. Chatei B'Shvil Shetiske. It's Kedai to violate the Avera Kala of HaMashach HaRab the Oiva B'Essay. It's not a lot, it's only an essay. It's Kedai to violate that in order to gain a Mitzvah de Rabbah. A Mitzvah Rabbah. A Mitzvah Rabbah. Here there's a long Bach over here. It has a whole shtick of Torah. So he's speaking about Tosfos relates. Tosfos talks about that too. He quotes all the Tosfos and they talk about it. The Mishnah had a machlokes b'shamay b'shilo. The Mishnah Gittin has a machlokes b'shamay b'shilo. If a person is stuck in limbo, he's a chatzi eved b'chatzi ben chorin. So he can't marry a baschorin because he's a chatzi eved. He can't marry a shivcha because he's a chatzi ben chorin. So he can't have any children. And the mitzvah to have children is so important. That was the whole tachlis of the Briya Shamayim Oretz. The Mishnah quotes the pasuk from Yeshaya, I think. Loto bero l'shevus yitzar. I think it's in Yeshaya. Loto bero l'shevus yitzar. Baruch Hashem created the world. He wants people to marry and to have children. He wants everybody to have children. So since it's a mitzvah, the rabbis and the Mishnah says that Bisham and Bisil finally agreed. Kofen es rabbah v'osa ben charet. You force the Yodan to free the Yevet that he should be able to get married. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. V'chiyamim lalachatei v'shil shi'iska chavercha. You tell the Yodan he should free the Yevet k'naini, but that's another. He's a chatzi Yevet. He's my chatzi Yevet. But that's an avera. How are you allowed to free the Yevet? So Tosfos answers, no, because Pirah V'Rivya is a mitzvah rabbah, because the pasuk in Yeshaya says, Oto bro lo shevis yitzor. So whenever you have a mitzvah rabbah situation, you say, Chatei v'shil shi'iska chavercha. So that's how they understood, that's one day in Tosfos. That's how they understood this Gemara. Mitzvah, the Rabbim Shaini, it's not, once you get to the Maskana, it's not based on Eser Dechelo says. Eser Dechelo says it's only Biyidno. But here it's not Biyidno. Here it's based on Chatei B'Shvil Sheyizkeh, Chatei B'Shvil Sheyizkeh, that Gedol Aver L'Shmo, there is such a concept, Gedol Aver L'Shmo. Rav Chaim Volozhin has a whole attack against the Hasidim in the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, that the Hasidim on Shabbos morning, they would make hachonis, they would go to mikveh, then they would start being mabes sedri with their children, then they would learn the Gemara with their children. And after making all the hachonis, they would mosey around to Dama Shachris at 11:30 in the morning, after this man kriyashma, after this man tefillah, and they said it's an aveir lishma. They're missing man kriyashma and man tefillah, but they're doing it all the shem shamayim in order to enhance the davening. So Abchaim Volozhin makes the same thing on Pesach night. They do all the hachonis and all the preparations, then they don't get to eat the matzah until after chatzos. So he says, if you missed chatzos by 5 minutes, it's the same as reading the Megillah on Pesach and eating matzah on Chanukah and lighting there is Chanukah on Purim. Like you missed the mitzvah by a month off, you're 6 months off. It doesn't make a difference. He's making fun of the chassidim. It doesn't make a difference if you missed it by 5 minutes, you missed it by 5 months. You have to do the mitzvahs in the right zman. There is a concept of aver l'shmo. So he said that was only kodem matan Torah. That Yaakov Avinu nosa shtei achoyos because the Torah wasn't given yet. So if he felt he saw Baruch HaKodesh going to be mamed yud beishvatim, so he's allowed to violate the din of shtei achoyos because he was a mitzvah. The din wasn't given yet. But after the Torah was given, he no longer applied the rule of aver l'shmo. So the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin writes. In Keser Rosh, Rav Asher was a Talmud. He wrote Brichas Rosh. He's the one that said about the Avdolah, everybody's drinking the wine. So he wrote like Maaser Rav has the Anhogas of the Vilna Gaon. So Keser Rosh has the Anhogas of Rav Chaim Volozhin. So he says that what the Rebbe wrote, Rav Chaim Volozhin wrote that you don't say Aver Lishma after Matan Torah. It was an exaggeration. he meant to attack the chassidim, but it's really not true. The Gemara has in rare cases, you do say, we allow avera lishma. Chatei b'shul shetiske, we do allow. So that's the second shot in the Gemara. Mitzvah the Rab Mishani, the Ramban says, there's no violation of le'ilam am tavoid, it's l'tzarach atzmi. There's no, the whole violation of Meshach Ravda is because it's a form of loisachonim. You're not allowed to give a matan schinim to the Eved, but here I'm doing it for my own purposes. And the second shot in the Maskana is like Tosis said, Mitzvah the Rab Mishani, that by in rare cases he do say Aver Lishma. And then there's a third shot we'll have to get to tomorrow because we've got a daven mincha. Okay. Oh, tomorrow I have to leave early. So we're going to have an early shiur. So maybe we'll learn 9:30. Not too early. 9:30, got a daven hashkama minyan.